This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
As I like to say, welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. Lots happening there. A lot you might want to get involved with. And let me bring her on because I already got a nasty during the break. Sonia Smith joins me as she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Sonia, I made a comment, somewhat lighthearted. I wasn't being negative. We were talking about Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley, and you heard what I said, right? Lisa married him when he became white.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but that's kind of funny.
I continually joke that, you know, Michael made his best music when he was black. And can we not be honest about this? Is there a reason? Is it because he's dead or because he's so loved? I mean, he had his issues. The poor kid went through a lot, and my understanding is he went through a lot as a child, too. I got all that. But come on. That is not his nose. He stole that from Elizabeth Taylor.
All right.
I mean, come on. And this picture of him, he was a lot, unless he truly was suffering from a disease, he was a lot darker when he was, maybe he spent more time at the beach. I don't know. But they're very upset that I made fun of him being white.
Well, and rightfully so.
Oh, okay. There you go. A shot across the bow.
So all what right. difference...
It was nice you having know? You on. Anyway, no, go ahead.
My last week on the Joe Messina Show. He was a complicated soul. And oh, I...
Very troubled, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think that somebody who was raised in the sort of fame... that he was raised in. I was dating some guy whose mom was a psychologist at one point, and we were talking about Michael Jackson, and he said, look at what he saw from his, in writer's world, we call it the POV, his point of view, what he saw. Then I started watching videos of people screaming and crying and throwing this as a young child. And I guess I have to be sympathetic to this because inside baseball here, my children were involved in the music industry at the time that they were eight. My younger daughter was eight. And by the time she was 10, their record, their album, had gotten a lot of notoriety. So they would ride in these limos and people would be grabbing at them and banging on the... And my daughter was like, okay, that's enough of fame. I don't need fame. So I can imagine, you know, my kids had a taste. My older daughter got involved in the group a little later, and she experienced it as well. But I could, if they experienced it on that small level, I can't imagine what it would have been like for Michael Jackson to have grown up in this environment. And here's another inside baseball thing. I was best friends with a group, a singing group, during that time, and I'm not going to disclose the name. But one of
the... Were there five of them? Did one of them start with the name T?
No. Not at all.
Oh.
But Michael designed his face after one of the guys in the group that he really adored. And they played baseball together. They were singing groups at the same time. I was friends with their family. And so he started to change his look. Now, that's not much different from anybody who's in Hollywood or in the industry. They change their look. So, you know, I don't think that that's funny at all.
I know, but... Okay, but here's the thing. Let's just be frank about this. All right, Michael did have a lot of issues. I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this, but whatever. Besides, what I really liked about Michael...
He saw people screaming at a young child. He saw people screaming, throwing their clothes off. He never had a childhood. He had a father who was cruel to him, his mother who was subservient. Okay, I got all that.
Okay? But still, I need to sit here and say, you can't idolize as many do him. Okay? His music was terrific.
I think they idolize his music. Because there really is, when he was younger, he sang music that was thrown at him. Okay?
Okay.
ABC, all that stuff was written for him, and he was an incredible performer that he could. I remember when my daughter was doing music when she was young, and they had her doing love songs, and she goes, I don't even know how to relate to this. She doesn't understand love songs, but she knew how to perform. Michael Jackson was an incredible performer. But then when he got older, and you're noting the facial changes because of all of this emotional stuff he's going through, then he starts writing his own stuff and speaking his own truth or whatever in his music, and his voice even changes. Unlike most people, it gets higher rather than lower. And it's incredible music. He's a phenom.
All right, we got to go for a break. Whether he's incredible or not, I have to pay the bills. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in a few minutes.
I don't care.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Don't forget your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That is the only way we win. Let me welcome back. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. Sonya, do you know what today is? Come on. That's what I turned it on.
Oh, my gosh.
I said,
gosh,
you know what today is?
A great line. Yes, I know what today is, but I think you said welcome to the
Now, that didn't sound right. That was supposed to be the theme from Friday the 13th, but it didn't sound like it.
Yes, I know. Today is Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. That's right. Are you one of the 800 million... superstitious people on the planet? Some won't even leave their house today.
I've as a Christian, I can't say that I'm superstitious, but I will say I haven't left my house today.
Oh, well, okay.
I don't know if that's the reason why, but I'm a bit more cautious on Friday the 13th.
I'm going to do more on that later on, but, you know, somebody reminded me that in the last hour I said we would do the thing with Jerry Nadler again, so I need to finish that up and not give into my craziness. So Jerry Nadler came out on the floor. As a matter of fact, every Democrat voted against this Born Alive bill. And basically the bill is about if a baby is born alive after it has beat an attempt of abortion, the Republicans want that baby to go to a hospital to be fixed, saved, whatever. And the Democrats are saying, no, that's the wrong thing to do.
The problem with this bill is not that it makes anything, that it is not that it provides any new protection for infants. The problem with this bill is that it endangers some infants by stating that that infant must immediately be brought to the hospital, where, depending on the circumstances, that may be the right thing to do for the health and survival of that infant, or it may not. That is the problem with this bill. It directs and mandates a certain medical care which may not be appropriate, which may be endanger the life of an infant in certain circumstances. That's why we oppose this bill.
Now, think about that. So it may be a danger to the life of the infant who you're trying to kill to begin with. Go ahead. I know that look, by the way.
Can I just say?
You can say whatever you want.
When demons try to make logical points, it don't come out good. So, I really couldn't follow his through line of what the heck he was talking about.
He was all
over the place.
Well, I'm with you, though. I'm sitting here going, okay, so he's saying if the baby makes it through the abortion and it's born and it's there and it's fighting for its life, somehow taking it to the hospital to help it survive could be bad for it because it might not survive on the way to the hospital.
Okay, well, that's stupid. And you know, I asked a question, and it's like, where has this guy been for the past few years? And I think that clip answered it. He need not be speaking publicly. And there's certainly, the party of the left is the party of doom. They're the party of death. Left, death. That's all you need to know. So if he's talking, what he just said is solidifying that.
Oh, it's. Do you remember when? It was Obama. He voted four times to deny treatment to these babies that were born after the abortion attempt. And you remember what his rationale was? You would force the mother to have to revisit her decision.
Right.
Wow.
Now, they're the party of death. So you can't make rational decisions out of what they're saying. One of my first videos, because I didn't know what a partial birth abortion was or what it entailed. And when I found out, I did a video. You could actually find that online. And I just... But listen, in the Bible it says some people will have ears to hear and eyes to see or whatever. It's just, there's some people that aren't going to get it, Joe. They're not going to understand why. And as Ann Coulter said, when I was a fan of her, she said, you know, Democrats will chase the aborted baby down the hall and clonk it in the head with a fire extinguisher. As a comedy writer, hello, that's...
Wow. They
are intent on death. They're intent on death.
You think they're selling... Listen, Do you think they're simply selling their souls for the vote?
Do I?
In other words, do you think they're 100% sold that these things are not babies, that the mother really has a choice to kill it, the whole nine yards? Or do you think that a big part of it is, I need that woman vote. I need the vote on that side.
That's a great question. I think they're evil. And I think that they work really hard in convincing women that what they're proposing is not evil. So I think that they just want to kill.
Sad, isn't it?
I think they just want to kill.
Yeah, and sad, isn't
it? They don't know. It is sad. They don't know the difference between life and death and good and evil and bad and right. And they don't know. They just don't know. Listen, I had a mother who was mentally ill. And there was a point in which I had to go. It was very painful. But what I had to learn is she couldn't help herself. And that's what I have learned about the party of the left.
There's somebody in the chat room that agrees with you. Said, listen, think about this. There's a link, even the CDC is seeing a link between the vax and the heart issues, and yet they're still telling you to go get the booster. So,
the party of death.
Yeah.
It's the
All
party.
Right. When we come back, you don't have anything to worry about. Because apparently, Moderna has a new mRNA shot for heart failure.
Yeah.
That should make you feel comfortable. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up. Yes, that's real, people. Be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The CDC and the FDA are looking into concerns the Pfizer COVID vaccine causes strokes in those 65 and older.
The CDC notes that overall the data suggests it's very unlikely there's a true clinical risk. Dr. Anthony Fauci.
I think the important thing to point out is how transparent and upfront the CDC has been.
They continue to evaluate data. I'm Dave Collins.
Engineers are developing a nasal spray that could be used to prevent the transmission of the coronavirus. According to a report by Johns Hopkins University, engineers have created a thin, thread-like strand of molecules designed to be sprayed into the nose. The newly engineered filament is called Face 2. The spray would block harmful viruses from entering the lungs, with the idea that it'll work like a sponge to absorb the virus. The sprays could effectively replace face masks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-GROW, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me just bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week, kind of trying to get these things squared away. She tries to straighten me out, but it doesn't work out well. Anyway, it doesn't.
How you doing? No.
All right.
We have such different opinions on some things, which is great, because I think it shows your audience that it's okay to have different opinions.
Well, I don't know if it's okay, but I feel bad for you. I don't want you to be home alone and not have anybody to talk to. No, it is okay to have different opinions. I always talk that, you know, we have to talk things out. Or we're just going to hate each other for no real reason, aren't we?
Yeah, but what's interesting is, like we went through last week with the Republicans fighting on the House floor, and I thought, whoa, this is interesting. That's what I kind of want to see. I want to see them duking it out. I want to see them coming together. And here's the thing that we hopefully can do as a result of that is we can duke it out, as opposed to the Democrats who just go lockstep. Now, if you're an ignoramus with a cowboy hat and you're stupid and you just say woke stuff, they're all cool with that, and they don't even question
it. They don't even question each other. Well, so, you know, that's not totally true. You know, you have I mean, look at AOC, seriously. But all they do is laugh at her anyhow, so it's not the same.
They laugh at her, or we laugh at her?
Yep, I laugh at her. I've been laughing at her for a long time.
But like, they don't,
you know,
they don't laugh at her. They do not laugh at her, as ridiculous.
Well, not with the cameras on them, no. Look, the woman comes out and talks about how the gas stoves, whether we like them because we don't want to let go of our gas stoves, and the only reason she has a gas stove is because she rents, and as an apartment owner, she can't decide, blah, 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 blah. But apparently, she has proof that gas stoves cause brain damage in young kids. So I guess you and I don't stand a chance because we had gas stoves as a young kid.
Oh, but what I'm saying, saying is that the rest of the left does not go, okay, honey, child, you just done gone too far. Over, let people, they don't do that. We will have that debate, and we had it on the House floor last week. Interesting, wonderful. And, of course, the mainstream media made fun of us.
Yeah.
They said we were in disarray, that, you know.
But no, I think they realized that that's a good thing, and they're trying to find a way to make it look really bad.
That's absolutely right. I don't know if they realized it or not, but they just have to lockstep say Democrats are screwed up and everything's all messed up.
All right.
Okay.
No. We gotta hit this because this is life saving news. This is earth-shattering news.
Let's
okay?
Hope so.
Yeah. So, you know, you and I were talking earlier about all the heart issues that we've seen, all the cardiac issues we've seen, because the CDC is now pseudo-admitting that it has something to do with the vaccination. So they're going to do a full-blown investigation into the connection. They said these words, not mine. Their words. The connection between the vaccination and the uptick. What a small way to put it. We went from just under 30 heart issues, cardiac issues with professional athletes a year to 1,600 in 1 year. So, yeah, I would say that there's a connection. Anyway, but not to worry. The CEO of Moderna came out and he said, we have a new mRNA shot for heart failure patients to help them grow back new blood vessels. Uh-huh. We're good, right?
Vaccine for the vaccine.
Yeah, well, I wonder if you have to get it after or before your booster. Well, I mean, do they really expect us to trust them at this point? Seriously.
Wow. It's so sad.
Listen, can you imagine them coming to you as grandma or mom and say, look at your son, your grandson, fits the criteria of somebody who may have a heart issue based on the vax. Now, we have this new vaccination that'll help his heart should this come about. So, when do you want to give it a shot?
Okay. So, full disclosure.
Well,
I've never had any of the adult vaxes. And that's just because of my healthy distrust. So I've never had a flu shot. I have never had a shingles shot. I just stay in my house. I don't talk to anybody. I don't deal with anybody. So, no, that's not true. I went to a church that was not masked or vaccinated.
It doesn't stop.
But, I don't think that, and I'm also very blessed that none of my children were vaxxed. They did the research, and they weren't vaxxed. None of my grandchildren were vaxxed. So, and one of my grandchildren was very athletic, so I don't worry about that. But this is really scary, and this is really sad. And I know that many people on the left, because I have those people in my family, that they've never heard this information about people who are athletic dropping like flies.
Well, so, even if they heard it at this point, would they really believe it?
That was my next question. So what do you do since you have that information? And people like me, people like you, we've always had the information about mRNA. We've always known who Malone was, who McCulloch was. We've known who all those people. We've followed it. We've seriously followed the science. I'm currently listening to the Real Dr. Fauci book. I am listening to.
Oh,
it's wonderful. So
I may have the author of that book on the show next week.
Ooh. Don't bump me for her. There's so many wonderful books. There's so many wonderful publications out about this. I think that if you don't know about what's going on, it's willful ignorance.
I agree.
But
I totally agree. You should at least get informed, if nothing else, right?
Nothing else. Then you can just go, this is interesting. But no, when I tried to talk to my leftist relatives about it, they were like, this is necessary. That was her quote. This is necessary.
Wow. Well, what is that? The reporting website, VARS, V-A-E-R-S. They're claiming that Moderna has over 4,600 cases out of the 18,000 heart attack cases. And they have a little over 6,000 cases of the 26,000 myocarditis. Events. So you have to admit, I mean, at that point in time, what is it? The one is, come on, I just had it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is, right? One of them is about a third, right? The other one is 25%. Those aren't small numbers.
Yes, but the left is so uninformed. They will go, 75% is not okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. We saved the life of 75% of the people.
Right. Now, but they don't understand. Oh, my gosh, there's so much information to be had from this. What they don't understand is if you look at other vaccines from the past, when they've had a fraction of the problems that they've had with this vaccine, they pull them. They go, okay, we got to stop. This is not right. Okay?
I just got to believe they really don't want to see it. They don't care about it.
But they don't. Okay, and I wonder if it, I want to say it's Mark Twain, but I could be wrong. But the Mark Twain quote is, let me see if I can get this right, it's easier to fool people than to convince the fool that they've been fooled.
All right, well, we got to go for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Well, that was good. We are back. Don't think your host. Let me just bring her on because I'm going to lose my cookies here in a second. Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time. Sonya, they're actually kind of pushing or Michelle Obama for president 2024.
I could say that.
Say it ain't so. Are you there? Did you die? Did you pass out? Do I need to send somebody to help you?
What you want me to say? Yes. Listen.
Yes, yes, you want her for... Yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I come from Hollywood. I live in California. I was a liberal, not a leftist, but a liberal. I don't know anything about this Michelle Obama thing, but I can see how this would work. A, she's female, black, LGBTQ, RSTV, questionable. That all makes sense for the left. Okay?
Well, can you imagine her running for president with him as VP?
Him who?
Him, Mr. Obama.
Oh, Jesus. That's not what they're saying.
I know
that. Is that what they're saying?
I'm simply saying, can you imagine her running for president?
No, I can't. But I can see her as a viable candidate because she's vapid. She's got nothing going on. She's as much as an empty suit as Obama was.
Wow. Now, see, it's funny because the articles I've been reading as of late show his popularity waning big time.
Doesn't matter. What is hers?
That's true.
Okay? So, I think I'm looking at her press photos. Beautiful. She's like, she's exciting. I think she's exciting. I think that she checks off all the boxes. She has nothing to say, which is fine for the liberals because they ain't got nothing to say. And it will be very difficult to hit a black female. So even if even if Trump became the running mate, the opposition, they've already painted him as a sexist and racist. So once he starts to debate her, it's going to look, they're going to paint this as something completely ugly because he's a racist and he's a sexist. And they've done a complete campaign change on her where she looks fabulous and she looks interesting to the left.
Well,
I'm just telling you how the media works. I'm just telling you.
Oh, no, I do. I'm hoping people... God. I'm hoping... forget it. I was going to say something extremely stupid. I'm not going to say it.
Oh, please do.
I was going to say something about believing in people as a whole. Yeah, okay, next. Serious.
Now, listen. She's going to look like the queen of all times. I hope they don't run her because she's going to look... She's strong... She's angry. She's got all the stuff that the left wants to see.
Yep.
So to me, she's my most feared candidate.
And to channel Joan Rivers for a second, can you imagine if she comes out as a he? My God, I mean everybody.
You're going to the other extreme. She doesn't even have to do that because.
So just say it. I don't know.
Their community is already tapped into that. She is going to be, that is my, if you ask me, that's my biggest fear.
Okay. Well, let me talk about something you do know a lot about. The Golden Globes were up this week, right? Apparently they had millions of viewers. However, they barely made it to 5.3 million, lowest viewership it's ever had, and the ones that did watch said that it was boring and crude. Did you watch it at all?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I stopped watching all those award shows of Hollywood slapping themselves on the back and telling them how wonderful they are. I stopped watching that years ago. So I'm not surprised that they got a lower viewership.
But do you remember when these things, somebody put up a picture of the days of old in Hollywood, you know, the awards of old where the men showed up in tuxedos and were well dressed and carried themselves properly with well coiffed hair, and the women always looked very pretty, you know, they had nice full dresses on, not pieces of cloth that were kind of wrapped around the proper places. Am I just being old-fashioned, or weren't those the days of elegance?
A little bit. I mean, you could look at videotapes. You could look at videos of baseball games. Right?
Okay. What about baseball games?
Well, you look at baseball games in the 1950s, 1960s.
Oh, they had baggy pants and stuff like that, but it's still... I guess what I'm getting at is that there's more of a look of elegance going to a gala.
Let me just explain this to you. When you look
well, we only have 8 minutes. I mean,
okay, when you look at a baseball game in the 1960s, men wore suits, women wore gloves, women, you know, men wore hats. Men, there was a different time. So, no. Times have changed. When you look at times in the past, people were more elegant. They cared more about what they look like. Nowadays, you look at the Golden Globes, it's no wonder nobody cares about them. The women look like, they look like strumpets, and then they complain that they're sexually abused.
And you know what? It's always bothered me that they complain about being looked at as sexual objects, but then they wear pieces of cloth in the proper places. I mean, I don't understand.
Exactly so.
Yep.
There's actresses that complain about that, and I'm going, but I know exactly what your body looks like, and I shouldn't. So, it's none of my business.
I've seen almost as much as you, as your husband has seen.
Exactly, and I'm a chick. So, don't cry to me, Argentina.
God bless. All right, I got another one. Hold on to your seat. Ready? Okay. University of Southern California has now said that they will not be using the word field anymore.
What?
Because they say the word field.
Oh, I get it.
Is anti-black. I'm going, wow. So you can't use words like your field of study is archaeology because that would be anti-black?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's really getting ridiculous, is it not?
Yeah, and I say let them go down this road because eventually they're going to cancel themselves out of themselves. And I love watching it happen.
I like this. The word they want to use that's more inclusive, they say, is practicum.
Hey, well, whatever. Use it. Deal with it. Have your commentators use that word and see where
that's
it goes.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. I know, seriously, it's going to get to the point where they're so hurt by everything that's being said, they won't even be able to leave their own houses.
Exactly. And that's what I can't.
Oh, you like that? That's right, too. Okay.
Oh! I love that the cancel culture is canceling themselves out.
No, you know, Sonia, I read this stuff, and I know that not everybody, you and I kind of joke about it a lot, but I know not everybody believes in it. I know not everybody is buying into it. But the fact that these young kids are, you know that Hitler and Stalin and Mussolini and others knew that if they could get into the minds of the young kid, if they could get a hold of the minds of the young kids, they would have the country.
That's
and look at what's happening. Look around you.
We have your children. We have your culture. So we have to fight. As say at the beginning of your show every week, you got to know what you know. You got to fight what you fight. And they have an agenda. The left has an agenda, and we have to fight back.
Oh, yeah. And not be afraid.
As we are. Because I'm tired. I'm not afraid. I'm just... Well, a little bit, I'm afraid. But I'm tired. But we can't fight. We can't stop fighting.
Nope. No. No, no. That would be ridiculous. All right. And on a happy note.
Oh, good. I like
all right. I'll give you a happy note on the way out. Today is a celebration of a micro preemie born on the edge of viability, 23 weeks old in Texas. And he has survived a whole year growing properly, doing well. He was born at a little over a half a pound.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that a great, great little story? So they are viable at 23 weeks. God. Anyway.
That is wonderful. And if the left doesn't understand this.
No. That's real hope. All right, Sonia. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Go ahead and kick off that party for the weekend.
Great ending. Thank you so much for that.
Joe with you, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Seriously, I got a lot I want to rail on.